1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and.
I'm Martin Anderson, currently here at Americana Fest in Nashville, Tennessee, speaking with one of our favorite discoveries of this year, Yola.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to WNCW. We have sure loved your album this past year, Walk Through Fire, and I think I can speak for most all of WNCW's listeners that this is really the introduction to us of your music. So we need to get to know a little bit of your background. It seems like you came out from nowhere, out of England, but I hear you're already the reigning queen of country soul.
I know, right? You can thank my publicist for that. I've been behind the scenes for a while. I started out as a kid playing jazz gigs and then... found myself kind of moving into this job known as top lining, kind of lyrics and melody for hire, as it were, not so much the singer-songwriter job, one half of, minus guitar. So I was that person that you'd call in for said pop song. Can you fix this for me? I need a few lines of this. I need, you know, a melody for this backing track that's been killing it, you know, out as the DJ's been touring or whatever. And so I was that person for quite a while, that gun for hire. And that kind of came in the guise of writing, fronting bands that I wasn't necessarily part of, but I'd be singing the songs of, like some kind of crazy karaoke situation, only to 30,000 people. And so that was that was my job for quite a while. And I kind of had a little band on the side that was maybe more rootsy, influenced kind of classic rock. And I was starting to find my sound in that outfit. But obviously it's taken me this long to get to that point of being me, you know.
Well, maybe a lot of working with all these other styles and groups kind of helped formulate just what kind of sound you wanted to make with your own group.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't know you well, but it sure sounds like you found it with this new release. You just seems to be right in the pocket of what your amazing, booming, soulful voice was made for.
Yeah, I think part of the kind of journey was to be able to both boom and not boom. I think if you see me live, maybe against listening to the record, if you were to A-B them, I probably boom a bit more live than I do on the record. And I wanted to be able to show all the colours of my voice. So it wasn't just the big screamy parts that I'm known for, but also the delicate, the sweet sides of my voice.
Yeah, so again, we kind of only know from this wonderful album that you put together with Dan Auerbach and all, and the sound of that. What is your live lineup like? You got this cool little duo here with a wonderful keyboardist.
Yeah.
There's that sound. Is this kind of what you're doing as you're touring through the US?
Well, we've kind of had lots of different setups, but we've had a great time doing a little bit of duoing with Dan Kramer there. He's just such a boss. It's unreal. But we have like the drums, bass, acoustic, electric, keys kind of standard setup for, you know, band, full band sound.
And what's it like to be touring to some of these great soul centers in the U.S.? Memphis, you've done that? Muscle Shoals, Nashville?
No, none of those things. they're coming up.
Yeah.
And so I haven't done any of these things yet. All in good time. So, they'll be like pilgrimages, I'm sure, you know.
I mean, I would imagine that they must be, considering what we hear in your sound, that you must have, you know, studied at the feet of at least the recordings of Aretha Franklin and all.
Massively, yes. It's like I grew up on Young, Gifted, and Black. It was probably the first record I felt was actually titled to me personally. Like growing up in England, like we're an even smaller minority than being a regular minority here. And so like you don't find a lot of things being addressed to you, like and we maybe as a result we kind of mix in a lot. Like friendship groups are like the United Colours of Benetton, you know, like that's the way things are in the UK. You don't have a lot of kind of monochromatic friendship groups, you know. And so like, you don't really have a lot of that kind of... Growing up, we didn't necessarily have a lot of things being pitched towards young black kids. And that was the first voice I heard talking to me. And that was seriously personal.
We're talking with Yola here on WNCW. And her new project was produced with Dan Auerbach called Walk Through Fire. I noticed a lot of the song, pretty much all the songs, co-written between you and him. And is it Bobby Wood, I think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Dan Penn, Pat McLaughlin.
Okay.
The one we're going to play for you, I wrote on my Larry Lonesome.
Ah, okay.
It Ain't Easier.
All right.
That's little old me on my own.
Okay. And so did these songs kind of come together a lot during the sessions, or did one or some of you kind of have the nuts and bolts of them and then got flushed out?
Yeah, well, It Ain't Easier, I wrote maybe a year and a bit before, a year before meeting Dan. Before starting this record, I think the year that I met Dan, I wrote that. But the rest of them were in the session. It was very much like I brought the song and went, well, I have this, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, we should build around this. And so we did, and put a group of people together, and the rest is history, I suppose.
Well, the rest was it was recorded, and it's just sublime. Congratulations on the great record. And
thank you so much.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Like a puppet on a string, I've been hanging around waiting. Looks like you're gonna come. Let's make us a home from cedar clad and old, with our bare hands singing harmony in the morning. Curling up warm at night, could life be that kind? A little bit feeling right, 'cause I know.
Mm-mm, it ain't easy.